we were talking about the need for construction, and a lot of people, just over the time, you hear construction and generally a male-dominated industry, but the amount of, you know, the labor force that's coming in isn't strictly male. There's a lot of women coming into it. Mm-hmm. And you were mentioning, Adam, how many y'all have working for you. I know the sales rep that came out and measured our home, mm-hmm. Deanna, was mm-hmm. Very professional, very qualified. It knew exactly the right measurements to make. You would think it would be easier, but it can be deceiving. Your drywall could be hiding the true size. Mm-hmm. You could open it and you could find out that whoever framed the original casement overframed it 2 inches, and you tear it apart, and there's an inch of shims on each side of the window from the installer. So, I mean, measuring the true size of a window isn't just, you know, what you see. Mm-hmm. There's more behind inside the wall.
Yeah, and it's, you know, in the past 20 years that I've been here, the landscape has changed a lot. I mean, it was, you know, kind of the good old boys club when I started, and that's kind of nationally with Pella. But you know, more and more, we're probably pretty close to a 50-50 split of male and female, both in the sales field and our, office environment, for sure. Still not a lot in the field themselves, doing the installation or service, but we do have a female service tech up in one of our northern branches. So yeah, it's good to see.
I could see them being finishers. They have, you know, guys can blow and go a lot of, and all those little details. It's very hard to, you know, where the women, they can slow down, do all the tight reveal and the thin caulk lines and beading, and mm-hmm. you know, that additional attention to detail that, you know, we can often blow off.
Right. Yeah.
Like, ah, nobody's gonna see that. The couch is 10 feet away.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, there's two other of our partners in our Tucson market and Green Valley. Green Valley Heating and Cooling and West Coast Roofing, both members of the NAWIC chapter, which is an association for recruiting women into construction. Hmm. And we've got two members in Tucson, two partners that are members of this association. Very and cool. Green Valley Heating and Cooling, second generation, but it was taken over by the daughter, is now running the company.
That's so great.
A lot of opportunity out there for male and female. It mm-hmm. doesn't have to be specific. And like you said, you're at almost 50-50 overall personnel. And
yeah.
That's very common.
Mm-hmm.
No shortage if you're not afraid to work.
That's right.
So we've got our 10 o'clock hour. It's our open home hour. That is for anything you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin. And we do cover a lot of what happens during the week is often a reflection of what happens here in this broadcast on Saturday. And you had mentioned you're 2 weeks out just scheduling a sales appointment. Well, mm-hmm. we had a woman write in and said, I emailed one of your partners 10 days ago and haven't heard back. Well, that's still very uncommon. And knowing our partners, that's not that you would still hear back that, hey, message has been received. We're backed up. We'll schedule a call.
Mm-hmm.
We do. This wasn't an emergency service. We do have guys that still specialize in emergency technicians for air conditioning, electrical, plumbing. But when you're sending an email, I don't ever assume the person I'm sending it to received it, especially if this is the first time I'm emailing them, mm-hmm. and if there's an attachment. So follow up with a phone call. Hey, I just sent you this email. You didn't get it. Check your junk. Check your spam. Mm-hmm. If you're typing it in manually, don't assume that it got to the right person. But on an electronic transmission, when you send it, take that extra step to make sure it is received. Otherwise,
yeah, you just don't know.
And you could be lost in the Internet of Things.
Yeah, and if everything's working the way it's supposed to when you're contacting Pella, whether you schedule an appointment online or if you call in to our showroom or our call center, as soon as that appointment's scheduled, you will get an email verification, set with all the details of the appointment, when and where and, you know, what to prepare for and all that. So, hopefully that wasn't a call to us.
No, this was one of our handymen.
Okay.
And everyone, it is just backed up, but you would have heard back from them by now. So don't be afraid to call them. Hey, here's my email address. Can you check your inbox, your spam filters? I can send it again if you'd like for quick reference.
Yeah. Yeah, just, I mean, I guess plan accordingly and just, you know, for now, please be patient.
Now, here was another interesting story that came up talking, you know, it's not just shortage of personnel in the industry, but our supply chains. Mm-hmm. A lot of when we get into mechanical equipment, there's a lot more components, a lot more moving parts. Some of it is globally sourced materials that may be put together here, or electronic components that are shipped from overseas, just because, for whatever reason, America doesn't have electronic manufacturing, which, as much as our world revolves around you know, electronics and business, you would think we'd have our own American brands, but we don't. So mm-hmm. we might, you know, some circuits might be coming in, but train right now. Jeff Carmichael from Reus Air Conditioning said they've been waiting for a common part for 3 weeks, and they're told they may not even get it for another four.
Really?
So if you were looking at your air conditioning last year thinking, please get me through this summer, and you made it, and you're worried about this summer, there could be a huge equipment shortage.
That will not be good.
And you might want to get the wheels started on that process now.
Yeah.
And most air conditioning contractors, like you said, financing is pretty common for a major home improvement projects.
Yes.